After noting that the Joint Chiefs were already inclined to ask the president for a crash H-bomb program, Oppy worried that the climate of opinion among the competent physicists also shows signs of shifting. Even Hans Bethe, he wrote, was thinking of returning to Los Alamos to work on the super on a full-time basis. Bethe was, in fact, undecided and was arriving that afternoon in Princeton. He came with Edward Teller, who was already going around the country recruiting physicists to come back to Los Alamos. According to Teller, Bethe had already said he would come. Bethe disputes this and insists that he had come to Princeton for Oppie's advice. Instead, he found Oppenheimer equally undecided and equally troubled in his mind about what should be done. I did not get from him the advice that I was hoping to get. While Oppie revealed little about his own views on the super, he did tell Bethe and Teller that Conant was opposed to a crash program. But since Teller had arrived, certain that Oppie would oppose the weapon, he left Princeton delighted that Oppenheimer seemed to be sitting on the fence. He also hoped that Bethe would now join him in Los Alamos. But later that weekend, Bethe discussed the H-bomb with his friend Victor Weisskopf, who argued that a war fought with thermonuclear weapons would be suicidal. "We both had to agree," Bethe said, "that after such a war, even if we were to win it, the world would not be like the world we want to preserve. We would lose the things we were fighting for." This was a very long conversation and a very difficult one for both of us.